Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations, always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally. That dude,
Oyele, I got that voice back. All that means is we ain't had practice or any games for me coaching. Y'all know how I roll. I could project myself when I ain't got to deal with them little itty bitties on the daily. But love for everybody out there, man. Appreciate y'all the support. Y'all know I be hovering through them comments. I be creeping through the comments, looking through them. I love all the love. I love all the hate. I love it all because it sharpens my sword. Let's go. You know how we start off every show. Well, what's up with that dude? First of all, today is Friday Swagaway. So somebody gonna win this book. But today, it's going to be the last day of Friday Swagaway. Why? I don't know. I just got a big, big, big heart like that. So now I'm going to do daily giveaway, daily Swagaway. That's right. So starting next week, I'm going to be giving these suckers out every single day. May amp it up with other things. All you got to do is go to projecttransition.org. Tax write-off. Donate any amount. And you can also just enter your email, just free entry. It doesn't matter, dog. I ain't that kind of dude. I'm just trying to create a team, some momentum, and galvanize the community to give back to all those in need. So projecttransition.org, tremendous sweepstakes. In 2 days, we're going to the LL Cool J concert. Me and some random donor, fan, homie, that we gonna go out there and party. We gonna do that together, big dog. So make sure you go to projecttransition.org. Of course, there are gonna be more sweepstakes out there. We have one-on-one FaceTime. That means you and I just doing this, chopping it up. You can record it, whatever. But all the love for you guys. But at the end of the show, Friday swag away. Got you hooked up. All right. What else happened? Yesterday, man, damn, I was leaving my staycation and I committed a sin. Yeah, the 11th commandment. Y'all know what the 11th commandment is? Thou shall not stop at Starbucks after 5 p.m. Because, boy, your ass ain't going to sleep that night. Man, I messed up and I knew it because I did this like a month ago and I swore myself off. After 2 p.m., no more Starbucks, no more coffee. I can't even say no more coffee. I mean Starbucks, because I could drink a Celsius. But that Starbucks, I got to check my order, because I think it said 4 shots of something, espresso something, something I shouldn't have had. Anyway, I needed it because I was driving back. It was a couple-hour drive, couple hours, itty-bitties in the back, wife on the side. They all just watching iPads or passed out. So I'm just riding. And then I get to the crib, got to unpack. My wife does most of it, I ain't gonna lie. But I still had to do tidy up, get everything organized, pick up the big ass suitcases, take them up the stairs. I need a ramp. Y'all ever need a ramp at y'all house and be like, damn, these suitcases be beating up your stairs. I'm doing that. I get them upstairs, all that's good. Itty bitties are tapping out around 10, a little late because it's still the summer for them. And then I'm like, I'm tired too. I felt it. So I take these pills called Calm, C A-L-M, calm. Took five of them. You're supposed to take three, but I'm a big dude, so I took five of them. And I start feeling it. It just relaxes you. I should have been taking them when I played because what's in them just relaxes your muscles, right? And all of a sudden, you start feeling a little sleepy, right? I'm like, perfect. And then I went to sleep, but I didn't feel like I went to sleep. I looked up. It was 3 o'clock. And I was like, all right, it's dark, so don't move. I'm asleep. MJ is sitting next to me, sleeping next to me. Araya's in the middle, and then my wife is on the other side. Like, we got a sandwich going. Livia's in her own bedroom because she likes her new bed. She just got a new bed last week, so she ain't tripping. So she in her room. And I'm like, it's 3 o'clock. I go back to sleep again. It's 4 o'clock. I was like, did I go to sleep? It was one of those nights where you're like, did I sleep? Did I not? I was so mad. I end up going into Olivia's room just to change the scenery and sleep in her new bed since it's comfortable. And went to sleep with her. Woke up again at 6 something. I was like, what? Did I go to sleep at all? One of them nights where I know I went to sleep, but I didn't feel like I went to sleep. But I feel well rested, partly because I still got that damn espresso in me from Starbucks. So the 11th commandment is, thou shalt not go to Starbucks after 5 p.m. All right, y'all. Speaking of breaking the commandment, let's talk about the raids. Y'all know, y'all heard this story. Not really reported on a lot, but let's talk about Wander Franco and the Tampa Bay Rays. Wander Franco is facing a second formal complaint for having an inappropriate relationship with a minor. Special prosecutor in the DR, Dominican Republic, been there before, amazing time, go, especially if you're single, that's enough said, has been investigating two prior claims against Franco, only one of which has been made by a victim who was willing to speak to authorities. You get it? So there's been a couple claims against him. A third girl has not spoken to authorities in the Dominican Republic where he's from. Okay, so we got something going on here. There are some reports. There are some people talking about it formally, and then another one out there, but not formally speaking on it. All right. So, of course, he denied the initial allegation on an Instagram video, though. Bad legal representation or bad discipline by the client. One or the other. Do not go to Instagram and try to clear your name of something this damn grave. So, he did, but he hasn't commented since. I think his lawyer got to him. It's like, all right, the money's been processed. Now let's talk. So Franco's attorney obviously declined to comment as well. Why? Because this is a tricky one, as you know, and we're going to talk about it. Major League Baseball, of course, has no comment as it continues its own investigation into whether Franco violated the sports agreement, as they say. Now let's talk to it. Now, you know, nobody making a comment. Franco just ran to Instagram. I don't know why he did it, but he did. And after that, hush, hush, hush all around. Too sticky, tricky of a situation when you talk about an adult with a minor. We all know. We've all heard the war stories of even if you get found guilty, convicted of it, do not go to jail and prison with this on your damn record. Because, boy, you're going to have hell to pay. Okay, so let's start off here. Because, you know, like Aaliyah and everybody always says, age ain't nothing but a number, right? And we know where R. Kelly got in trouble with Aaliyah, et cetera, others, because that ain't true. It does matter. Age ain't nothing but a number is a lie. It is more than a number. All right. I want to talk about it in these terms. Because I'm 8 years older than my wife. Always have been. Always will be. But it hasn't always mattered. Let's talk through that, because we're going to talk about the law. We're going to talk about cultures. We're going to talk about this number that they say is just a number. But that's a damn lie. OK, so when I'm 8 years old, my wife's born. Duh. Inappropriate. You think? Let's fast forward. I'm 18. She's 10. Duh. Inappropriate. I'm 26. She 18. Not inappropriate or not illegal anymore, but inappropriate. I don't know. Went to a wedding. Guy was 30. One of my homies, 30. She 18. I told him, you know how they always say, if anyone disagrees with this matrimony, and I was like, dog, trust me, when they bring that part up, I'm gonna be like, hell no. 30 and 18. I was like, it ain't illegal. It just ain't right. You want to know why it ain't right? Cause she ain't lived long enough to know who she is and who she's not. She has not touched this world. He didn't believe me. I said, I'm going to tell you. She is too young, dog. She does not know herself. It won't last. Didn't believe me. You fast forward, curiosity kills the cat. It wasn't even like he did anything wrong, bad, you know, to that degree. It was just the fact that when things are not perfect here, you always think they could be better somewhere else. If you have perspective, you will know how to answer that. When you don't have perspective, you don't know how to answer that. So you go where the grass seems greener. To find out, that ain't nothing but some green weeds, right? It ain't grass. All right, so I got married at 39, my wife obviously 31 at the time, and you get the point. What changes? When does it go from, okay, we know the illegal line, but inappropriate line as well? And think about the laws versus the cultures of these situations, because, man, if you're 19 and somebody's 17, same thing, right? But if you're 23 and they're 21, you're like, what? Man, move. And I just want to have that discussion with you guys, because I've always been curious about this. Like, when do we really make this rule stick? Because if it's 18, I turn 18, you still 17, we went to the same school, we go to the same school. Ah, really? Y'all really doing it like that? Y'all gonna be that literal? Y'all gonna be Noah Lyles? Y'all not world champions. She's underage. She's 6 months younger than me and I'm 18. That's what I want to have that conversation. A sticky one, but let's have it as well. And I got three daughters, so trust me, I'm gonna have this conversation. I'm having it with them. Hey, who is this boy? Why he look older than me? Let's talk about it. I know it's funny when I go to schools and speak, and I do it all the time. I'm going to East LA College next week. We just ramping up now because everyone's going to school. So it's going to be two or three a week. And I look in the crowd and two things always jump out at me. One, ain't no way I'm older than that boy right there. I'm like, little Gus right there, little Jethro, man, little Cornelius. Right? Yeah, he a Cornelius. Ain't no way I'm older than him. Look at his face. Look how he built. Ain't no way. But two, ain't no way she only 17. I'm like, no way. But I went to school with girls that used to wear heels. I always tell y'all my Tiffany Cambridge stories where I was like, she an adult. She in the ninth grade. I was like, nah, she an adult the way she dressed. So it's just always crazy like that. But this is an interesting situation because no one's talking about it, right? Because it's that sticky. But how do you learn if we don't talk through it and talk about it? So y'all tell me, is it always true where there's smoke, there's fire? People always say that. And I'm like, there are false accusations out there or extenuating circumstances at times that you didn't really respect or regard because you didn't talk about it. You didn't talk through it, right? Could this be one of those situations? And should a 22-year-old be allowed to date a 17-year-old? You say, no, no, Marcel, it's nasty. What you think about? Listen to this. When a 23-year-old could date an 18-year-old. That's crazy, right? I'm really like perplexed. I'm like, oh, 22 and 17? Hell no, 5-year difference. Forget that. She's 17. He's 17. Okay. 23 and 18. Go. Anybody? All right. Talk about that in the comments as well. And do the accusations alone change your perception of Wanda Franco? Be real about it. Like, is accusation enough to just be like, oh, dog, I don't give a damn what happens from there? Come on, man. Tell me what you guys think in the comments. Oh, yeah. I ate too many carbs on that staycation. Can't even lie. Don't feel it the same. I may look the same, but I don't feel the same. But, boy, when you go to the beach, Lord, there's some yoked-ass dudes out there and some pretty girls, all muscular, but my wife fine. My wife yoked up. Girls are coming up to my wife like, what do you do? And those are all your kids? Oh, my goodness. Not a single person walked up to me and said that to me. Not a single person said, hey, you still play football? Nah, they were like, hey, why? Hey, how you doing? All right, whatever, because they ain't in the running for this, but they can be if they go to projecttransition.org like you. It's Friday Swagaway, but we're going to change that to Everyday Swagaway, damn it. I like how that sounds, too. Everyday Swagaway starting next week. Yeah, but right now, get this book. I know who the member is that's going to win it. All you got to do, go to projecttransition.org, donate, or just enter your email at the bottom of the page. Be a part of the team that's going to make some childhood dreams come true. That's what we do. Let's talk about Jets Aaron Rodgers right now and the war of words that he's having with the Giants linebacker, Jahad Ward. We about to talk about this. He said, look, y'all out there playing. We all know the situation. We saw it on Hard Knocks, right? They were going at it. He pushed Aaron Rodgers down late after the play. Aaron Rodgers had words with him, et cetera, et cetera. But let me build this one up properly. All right, so here's the first quote. This is from Aaron Rodgers. He said, he thought we were laughing at his teammate. That never happened, and I think he's making shit up. Straight up. I don't care. Okay. So Ward took umbrage at Rodgers and the Jets, accusing them of laughing after Randall Cobb laid out his teammate, safety Bobby McCain, with an illegal blindside block that left him with a concussion in their preseason game. Right. So that was all on Hard Knocks. We all saw that. And everybody was in the huddle laughing as they were trying to clown Cobb for the hit about the penalty. And really, this is what we all do. Yo, your ass about to get fined, you know? Goodell about to send that FedEx immediately. You were in trouble, right? So then Ward said he retaliated minutes later with a late shove of Rodgers after he completed a pass that sparked the heated exchange between them two. And he said, we all have. I don't even know who you are, bro. Remember that? That's what Aaron Rodgers said when he was getting up, talking to them like, I don't even know who you are, bro. That is ringing in our ears every time we think of Aaron Rodgers now or see that jet green. Be real. Like, dog, I don't even know who you are, bro. What a way to sun somebody. And very few can do that. You got to have that gap between who you are and who they are. And Aaron Rodgers got that gap on most players in the league. Let's just be real about that. All right, so now they're talking about all the attention that they're getting from Hard Knocks. We know it. He said, look, we had a lot of attention before we did Hard Knocks. Then we did Hard Knocks. So there's some jealousy for sure. There's a lot of people either jumping on the bandwagon or jumping off the other side. All right, so Aaron Rodgers is not concerned with negative energy going into his 19th season, and he knows what Ward is talking about. Now, why'd I bring this story up? Other than I love seeing when players fight because it's a little more emotional content, which means it's a little more sticky out there, which means I could see the investment front and center. They want to win and they want to get at it with each other. But Aaron Rodgers came at it from a different angle. He came at it from the angle of, first of all, I don't even know who you are, bro. Golly, that's a son. And second of all, he came at it an angle in terms of all the attention that they're getting. And that's probably what really sparked it. Oh, we can't even laugh right now because you over there envious and jealous of what we got over here. So now we laugh. Dog, we laughing at him because he's about to get fined and lose some money. And you think we laughing at y'all because we supposed to be bigger and better than y'all because of all this attention we getting. That's what Aaron Rodgers is pointing out. Now, when I was on the team, it's crazy because I never wanted to fight, just being real. I thought it was stupid, like dumb, dumb. Where that from? Really dumb to fight. Why? Because we got armor on, dummy. And everything I have on is going to protect me and it's going to also hurt me. It's going to hurt me if I throw a punch at you because everything you got on is going to protect you and hurt you too, right? That's what it is. Like, this equipment becomes a weapon. And that's why they say when you play football without the helmet, you go out in the backyard, just play, you probably won't get hurt because you ain't weaponized. You ain't got all that equipment on. It ain't a weapon. So I used to always think like, man, everything I do to you is going to hurt me because look what you got on. So I never wanted to fight. It's all stupid. All right. But then I also felt that pressure. And y'all know what I'm talking about, that cultural pressure to being on the team with somebody, you know, being down with somebody. I hated that, man, because I had to fight for my teammate. That sucker wrong. He did something stupid. And now he want to get into it with you. And guess what? I'm in it with you, too. I'm into it with you now because of him. And he was wrong. I used to hate that. But it happened a couple of times. And it was real. Especially when he was in the wrong. You sitting there like, dog. All right, let's go. We got on the same color. We got to do it. Just like that. Man, I hated that situation. But these are all the cultural pressures that come with team and team building. So here's the thing about Aaron. You know he's smart, and Aaron wants to be the smartest in the room. So you got to be careful with that guy because he's going to manipulate your mind, and he's going to manipulate the situation if you give him an opportunity. He literally turned getting pushed late on a play into sunning this guy and making this a whole firestorm story about him. Crazy. Put his name in infamy, for real. Craziest thing is, I didn't know who Jihad Ward was before that. That's probably shame on me as an NFL analyst or former analyst or knowing the game or former player. But Aaron highlighted what I was like, oh, yeah, who is Jihad Ward? And that's gangster, right? So frankly, before this moment, you were somebody I'm knowing. You were a beast probably, I hope. But I never heard of you, bro. And then Aaron highlights that. That's wild. But that's the smarts. That's the genius of Aaron Rodgers, manipulating situations and minds. So it's just crazy that all these war words come from the fact that maybe the Jets are just too popular to other players. You can't even laugh. You ever seen that? You ever been with your boys just kicking it? And somebody else like, what you laughing at? You're like, what's wrong with this fool? Hey, bro. And then y'all literally start beefing, not because of what you were laughing at. You beefing because this fool tried to clown you and be like, disrespectful. You're like, dog, I'm not even thinking about you, but now I am. What's up? And it's crazy. I've seen it happen, not only on teams, but in real life. So y'all think Jihad was really, really just defending a teammate, or was he really, really just jealous? Let's talk through that in the comments. And you think this attention is going to help or hurt the Jets? All this attention, it's going to do them a net gain or net loss? And is Aaron more likable now than he was last year? Or do you think he's just playing it up for the cameras and the extra scrutiny that comes for being a New York Jet and being in the Big Apple? Because it seems like he's more likable right now. Want to see what you guys think about it. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Who going to win this book? You don't know? I do. Friday Swag Away, the last day of Friday Swag Away before it turns into Everyday Swag Away. That's right. I'm going to hook y'all up. How do you get hooked up? Go to projecttransition.org. Leave a tax-deductible donation. Damn, I'm hooking y'all up. Hooking your taxes up. Tax-deductible donation to the charity, to my foundation. Or you can scroll all the way down and just leave your email so you can be a part of the team in the sweepstakes. And you know what I give away. I give away good stuff. This book right here, we got LL Cool J tickets this weekend. We got football games, NFL, NBA, you name it. One-on-one FaceTimes, you and I talking that real game, chopping up wood. Whatever it may be, just got to join the team. ProjectTransition.org, donate, or leave your email at the bottom of the page. All right, let's talk about what Dan Le Batard says. And I'm going to take my time scientifically to go through this because sticky, iggy, iggy, ooh-wee. Put it in your mouth. Where that from? All right, here we go. Here's a quote from Dan Le Batard talking about Skip Bayless and Undisputed as he noticed how it debuted this week in its new iteration. He said, quote, Skip Bayless is trying to keep up with changing times in his 70s by opening the gates of hell to three generations of this is the loudest black guy who played football during his generation. Three generations of it. Oh, man. Say you hate me without saying you hate me. I mean, thinly veiled. Dan got an issue with Skip. And more importantly, I think he got an issue with this whole debate format. We gonna talk through it. All right, so it's been about 2 months. We saw that layoff that Undisputed had, and then they came back this week. All right, y'all tell me how y'all feel about the return of Undisputed. From what I saw, I liked it. I can't lie. I won't deny it. I didn't see all of it, right? I didn't even see Acho. People thinking I'm shading Acho because I ain't speak on it. I ain't watched the whole show. I ain't see Acho. But now I hear Acho's on there. Nick Wright's going to be on there. Shady's going to be on there. So love. So I want to see it. But I didn't see everybody. I didn't see Josina on there yet. Oh, I saw a clip of Rachel. Point being, I'm doing my work, but also checking in on it. But what I did see, I did. Like, I told y'all, Keyshawn going to be the named mainstay. It's going to be Skip and Keyshawn, and then everyone else supposed to be dressed up around it. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if anything is different. All right, so let's talk about the show. Came back with all those people. Michael Irvin, of course. Richard Sherman, of course. And they're all there. All in L.A. doing their thing. All right? And here's... My man Dan Le Batard is taking exception to this return of Undisputed. He said, 20 years, they've dominated debate culture and really changed the face of the sports media critic. All right. Now he's talking about Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. And in debating everything, created an acid of cruelty around the way we treat athletes because it's all entertainment and we say nasty things and it's all sports radio and it's all supposed to be content. And Skip Bayless is trying to keep up with changing times in the 70s by opening the gates of hell to three generations of this is the loudest black guy who played football during his generation. Okay. All right. That's a lot. That's a lot to throw at them dudes. That's a lot to throw at them dudes when we all had our hand in the huddle. Doesn't mean we all got the ball. Doesn't mean we all did the same thing with the ball. Doesn't mean we all were as productive with the ball in our hand. But we all were playing that game. Let's talk through it a little more. Of course, when they get together because they all want to be thrown the damn ball, all of them are talking at the same time. And Skip Bayless shrinks to the size of a postage stamp. Oh, man. All right. Now he's making mention of what I even made mention of, which is real. Bayless did struggle to find his voice along Keyshawn, Michael Irvin, and Richard Sherman that day. I don't know if it's gotten better, but that day it was like, dog, you are the moderator. You got mail. He got And I was like, all right, that ain't gonna last long. And I heard it hasn't. Y'all tell me if it has. Okay. So Dan Le Batard just basically hates what Skip Bayless has done to sports television. He hates the loud, brash, and at times toxic nature of debate shows. That's real. And they say you might assume he would just turn away from Skip and not watch anymore. But Le Batard, he can't do that. You want to know why? Because as much as he hates sports debate shows, they say he loves to debate their existence even more. Okay, let's get into this because I set it up the right way because you know I got love for all three of these characters, these people involved, Dan Le Batard, Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless. I don't have beefs. I can disagree with your actions. You disagree with too many of your actions, then I disagree with your ass. But I ain't there with none of these guys. But let's talk about what he's talking about. At the core of every debate is the dynamic of comparing, of contrasting. And comparison is the thief of joy, right? So in any debate, you're going to compare, you're going to contrast, right? You're going to compare two players against each other or more. You're going to compare teams against each other or more. You're going to contrast sports or more. You're going to contrast everything that you can see about the sports topic. And that's stealing the joy away from some viewers when they watch debate shows. But you got to remember, it's par for the course. That's what it's built on. It's kind of like seeing blood in a scary movie. What are they doing showing all that blood? It's a scary movie, dog. What you watching it for? I mean, what you doing? All right, so I don't hate debate. I don't hate debate shows. I'm not a fan of arguing. I'm not a fan of argumentative shows. I'm not a fan of when they get to the point where they stop debating and they start arguing. You want to know why? Because it gets too loud and no one is listening. All they're doing is trying to talk next again. Get the difference? You ever been in a conversation with someone who's not listening? They're just waiting to talk again? The worst. My wife pulls that sometimes on me. Maybe I pull it back on her, but I don't feel it. She, man, I'll be like, babe, did you hear what I just said? And she's like, and all they're doing is breathing. So when they're listening to you, they're not really listening to you. They're just catching their breath and being quiet so they could talk again, right? I hate that when I watch that. So I don't watch it. That's my point. I don't give them my support because I don't want to even go through it. But I do like debate. I just don't like arguing. I don't like that part. So what I do is I wait those people and then I see what they're up to. All right. I'm watching the shows and I'm always looking at the characters to see what they do. All right. So I'm not a fan of this. And this is where this is going with Dan Le Batard and it's getting sticky. All right. Is when someone is doing something you used to do and they're doing it bigger than you, better than you, longer than you, whatever, different than you. And now you got a problem with that, but you used to do something like that. That ain't fair, right? But I'm with Dan in this respect. I hate that there is a sports media culture that rewards to this degree people that haven't played the sport at that highest of level. It's almost like a glass ceiling. Outside of like Charles Barkley, and he doesn't do a daily show and he doesn't do a debate show either. But so there's really no one. But I'm like, his voice is loud. Like if you had to say the top five personalities in sports media, Charles Barkley would be one, right? But let's just stick to the daily ones, the ones who talk to it. I hate that there's an industry that's created the top dogs or the top critics who never ever were the gladiators in the arena. Give it to you like this. So Stephen A, Skip, Colin, Jim Rome, Money. don't sleep on Jim Rome. Dan Patrick, even though he does it the best way, like the nicest way or whatever, most digestible way, still, like, they all weren't gladiators in the arena at the top level, but there is an industry that rewards them because it's journalism as well. So I'm not slighting them, but I'm like, damn, nobody, Key Sweat, is in the top tier doing this, that did that? So that seems a little intentional to me, because you know what culture is. Culture is what's rewarded. Who gets the most rewards? It's not former players. Now, you can say in different formats, Charles Barkley on a pregame, postgame show. You can say Troy Aikman when he's covering games. But I'm talking about in the debate format, the ones that the commercials to the live events, where's the former player? Who's the top former player? Shannon Sharp? I'll say Shannon Sharp, yeah, maybe. But Shannon Sharp is not there right now based on what he's doing, because these guys got, not only do they have their own shows, they employing other big dogs. That's how they rolling, right? I work with Dan Patrick. See, it's real. So the lack of investment that these guys have into sport, like blood, sweat, and tears being a gladiator in that sport, sometimes comes off as lack of respect for those gladiators who did it, right? And maybe it's because they speak the language of the fans a little more fluently, because they didn't do it. The fans didn't do it. So, hey, we get it from this perspective. It's all perspective game. Maybe it's just that no ulterior motives, right? It could be that. But where are the former players who do it like that and get up there like that? Because it's funny, like you watch Ryan Clark and then you can see some of his shifting and you're like, Ryan Clark used to play, but then a lot of players calling you out because you coming at him like, you ain't played before, and you're shifting, trying to maybe crack that top five by talking a little more recklessly than a former player should or a former player does. That's what the conversation is. So thought it was really interesting how thinly veiled Dan Le Batard is hiding his hate for Skip. Stephen A, debate format, whatever it may be. It's a lot going on right there going down. So y'all think Dan's coming off as bitter? Or sincerely just wanting better out of sports media, particularly Skip and Stephen A. So is he bitter, or does he really just want better for the sports media debate? And is the debate format the problem, or is that just a scapegoat? Tell me what y'all think about that, because I don't know what to think right now. I just know I like debate shows when they're debate shows, but it's hard to stay a debate show without arguing. That's when I lose it. So do you think debate is dead in terms of a format, stronger than ever, because Undisputed is back and it's looking good? Or who gives a damn? Just let them talk. Just talk sports. Tell me what you guys think in the comments, and let's beat that up. Y'all know what we do. We help people. How do we help people? Well, we do things like this. We hook you up with this book on Friday Swag Away, the last day of Friday Swag Away, because it's going to turn into Everyday Swag Away. All you got to do is go to projecttransition.org and donate any amount, or scroll all the way down to the bottom. Leave your email. Just be a part of the team. Hey, I'll get you involved sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? And then I hook you guys up in the process. That's what I do. I swear, that's how I grew up. I was like, I'm going to do all this work, but what y'all got for me, mama? Y'all got a dollar? Yes. Okay. Tacos for dinner? Ketchup? Yes. Fish sticks and french fries tomorrow? Yes. Okay. Bowl of chili the next day? Yes. My mama fed me. That's why I'm this big, boy. But I did it all for the love, man. And we got to do it all together for the love. So let's blow up my foundation. My goal, really? People always ask me, what's your goals, Marcellus, now? I was like, to have the biggest foundation in the world. Gangster, huh? Well, let's go. Let's see what we can do. Projecttransition.org. And go to LL Cool J. You want to go to a concert with me this weekend? Woo! I remember going to the concert when I was young, and he was on that 10-foot radio, and he jumped off and, my radio, believe me. That was like 1987. Now I'm going back. It's been a minute. But I've seen him perform a couple times, but can't wait. Hopefully one of you guys will join me. ProjectTransition.org. All right, let's wrap up the NFL preseason right now. Because the NFL preseason came and went 3 weeks. I swear I ain't watched any of them. I'm not even watched. No, I can't lie. It was on the background a couple times where I was like, I gave it three quarters, maybe. I don't know about y'all, but I just am not interested in the NFL preseason. I know why they do it, but I am not one of the reasons that I'm watching it. It's not going to happen. You get my money when the regular season counts, but you're not going to get my money in the preseason. So let's talk about it. NFL wrapped up its preseason, and as expected, here we go. 4 weeks we saw of training camp, 3 games, and we saw the contest, blah, blah, blah. But here's the things that are happening. Here are the highlights. We see some quarterback competitions become clearer, right? Brock Purdy, basically, Brock Purdy come back, you healthy? All right, it's your job. Sam Darnold, you're number two. What? Really? Oh, over Trey Lance? Y'all gave up 3 firsts and went up to him? Yeah, Trey Lance, you gone. You go to Dallas. So that's how that played out there. I was like, interesting, because that's not how it started off in training camp, but that's how it finished. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers saved the best for last. Played in the last preseason game. We saw him go in there. First drive, stalled. Second drive, touchdown. I'm out. Peace. Okay, good to see. So quarterback situations show clarity, especially in some movement around there. Also, we saw some contract situations. It's a problem and some drama that's looming large. Here we go. The 49ers got a contract problem. Nick Bosa. Here's the quote. I don't like the situation. Since our tenure here, we haven't had a holdout anywhere toward this magnitude. So not something I'm comfortable with. That's from John Lynch. It's real. All right. So we saw that happening. Defensive player of the year who expects a mega deal right now may not be getting a mega offer. So we got to see how that plays out. That was like the story in terms of contracts this preseason. Also, we got the rise of the joint practices, right? That's what they term it. A lot of joint practices. Actually, a record number this year, 27 teams scheduled joint workouts. And a couple of them had them, and they even had to cancel them. We saw the one that got canceled when Houston and New Orleans and Tennessee and New England. But the point is, they like that more than they even like the preseason games, or at least preseason practices. Let's go at it. It's a weird tempo when you're going out there playing in these games in the preseason. And it's a weirder tempo when you're in practice and it's one of those joint practices. But coaches like it because you get more intensity than a normal practice, but less intensity than a game where somebody can really get hurt. So it's kind of like that sweet spot. That's where they are. And another thing that caught notice was coaches helping out their assistants, head coaches helping out their assistants. We saw what Mike Vrabel did, obviously, and he deserves a lot of credit for what he did. Coach said that hopefully more coaches will give assistant coaches opportunities to do this because there's nothing better than actually getting the experience. So that's just basically the preseason in a nutshell, what happened. Quarterback clarity and some issues, some trades, we saw that. Contract situations, we still know what's going on with Jonathan Taylor. Come back, he's on the PUP list, etc. But also, these teams finding sweeter ways, better ways to get themselves prepared for the regular season without harming themselves. All right, here's the thing about preseason. It doesn't count, but it matters. For real, it doesn't count. Go out there and have 9 sacks, don't mean you're going to ball out this year. Go out there and have 0 sacks, don't mean you're going to suck this year. Throw no touchdowns, don't mean you're going to be sorry, you know, et cetera. So I always look at the preseason like, since I don't really get a great read out of it, and it's only really 8 jobs up for grabs, I'll skip it. Another month with the itty-bitties, another month of just chilling before when regular season starts next week, we all locked in. Sunday gone, Thursday gone, Monday gone, what other day? Saturday at the end of the season gone. Like, you got me. That's my honey-do list. Honey, you know what I'm about to do? Watch some football. Chill. That's life for us, right? So I know it doesn't count, but it matters. But also, I always thought it was weird how you play Pop Warner, you play high school, no preseason. You play in college, no preseason. You get to the highest level, and all of a sudden, we got to get prepared for the season? I'm like, what? I don't play my whole life getting unprepared. No, I'm just kidding. I play my whole life without a preseason. And now you're going to tell me I need a preseason? Oh, I know why. Duh. Y'all want to make that money. Them season tickets. Plus them, I got season tickets to the Chargers. Plus they throw in, we had one. Yeah, we had one of the three. So one home game. Boring. We don't have preseason, bro. I'm going to go late, leave early. And I ain't even go at all, right? Gave it to the foundation to give to 2 lucky guests. Four tickets each. Yep, 8 total tickets. They went to the games. 2 sets of people. Great time, great families. So, all that said, man, I don't get it. Y'all like the preseason? Y'all tell me for real, because I'm like, I do not get it. What was the most interesting thing that happened this preseason to you? Please inform me, because I ain't watching any of it, right? And what surprised you this preseason? And do you want to eliminate preseason like they do in college, like they do in high school, like they do in Pop Warner, like they do in NFL Flag? Everywhere. Ain't no preseason, man. So do y'all want it to end right here as well? All right, y'all. Y'all know what this time is. We ended with a no, we don't yet. Nope. It's time to funk up some comments. That's right. And then I'm going to have to give away my swag away. Ah, psych y'all out because I psyched myself out first. Let's talk about Joe Cena. All right, Joe Cena's back. We barely heard more than four sentences at a time for Joe Cena or Rachel. We don't know if they're good at giving opinions or analysis. Oh, really? So when they were on, they didn't get much into it or they didn't go there? I'll watch and I'll tell you what I think. I ain't see it. So it takes seven people and a rapper to replace little old Shannon Sharp. Shannon got traded for three All-Stars, two first-round picks, and a player to be named later. That's funny. I like it because he added all the faces we know and like. That's real. We don't have a problem with any of these people. Honestly, if he didn't bring them on, we probably wouldn't see them again unless they started up on it or something. So what he's doing is smart and it's entertaining and it's definitely better than First Take. Really? First Take is effing boring and Molly is hella annoying. Skip needs to figure out how to get Jalen over there. Interesting. Well, Jalen's a free agent, right? So he could go and basketball season hasn't started yet. You never know. Inside the NFL new cast. I'm cool with all except Cutler. I would swap him with someone like Phillip Rivers if he has to be white quarterback or Paranoid Jones if we're going with anybody. I think you mean Pac-Man Jones if we're going with any player. Why? I love how we all know every show got a typecast. Like, Skip got to have some black players. You know what I'm saying? They got to have a white quarterback. But it's interesting because they don't have a Hall of Famer there, and people always say that you need a Hall of Famer. We'll see. Jeez, the budget for Inside the NFL must have really got slashed. Channing Crowder is horrible. Really? I like him on the pivot. The problem with this cast, there are no legends. See, I told y'all, they are all former average players. Nobody to make it a must watch. Woo! Well, glad they ain't had me on there, huh? And another average player. Here we go, 49ers trade. No way in hell, fake smoke. Really? You don't think so? No way they could trade Nick Bosa? What if they don't offer Nick Bosa what Nick Bosa want? What you think gonna happen? He still ain't getting traded, right? Here we go. Trade his ass to Dallas or the Jets. Boy, stop playing. All right. You know that's crazy. All right, here's the last one. Undrafted debate. That sounds like something that needs to be fixed. Getting drafted, no matter how late, should never reward you less than not being drafted. You're right. Like, I'm a seventh rounder, and I feel worse than a dude who went undrafted. Not only do I feel worse, he got paid more, and he picked the spot. He got to pick where he got to go. Hell no. Better fix that, Goodell. That's wrong. All the way wrong. All right, y'all. Not Wileyism yet. It's time to give away the Friday swag away. The last Friday swag away before it turned into everyday swag away. And y'all better support. Y'all better show up and give some love to Confetti Time, George Barrett. Yes, George Barrett of Clearwater. Where is he? He's in Elgin, Oklahoma. Yes, I never heard of that place. Elgin, Oklahoma. We got my man, George Barrett. Congratulations, big dog. This book is going to be yours. Yes, we see you out there. ProjectTransition.org sees you, George Barrett. We're going to hook you up with this book, tag it up, and let you know, man, we got love for you and thanks for the support. You guys want to win in the everyday swag away? Books, tickets, whatever it may be, one-on-one FaceTimes with me, jerseys. ProjectTransition.org. All right, you know how we finish every show. Wileyism, yeah. Every person you know is having a battle you don't know. That is dope. Every person you know is having a battle that you don't know. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, we walk around, man. We walking wounded, aren't we? You know, you got some bills due and you ain't got it yet. You still smiling. Okay, you got a little issue with the wife. You still smiling. You going out there and the kids, you know, got some behavioral issues. You still smiling because you're battling it, right? And that's the thing about a battle. You got to have some tension. It's a battle. It ain't say a no contest. It's a battle. And in a battle, man, you got to win with your attitude. You got to win with your belief system. That's why if you look at all them holy books, they all talk about faith. You know, I swear it's just a psychological lesson plan. Like, holy books to me are nothing but psychology lesson plans. And psychologically, if you are able to rig it to believing in yourself, to persevering, to just continue to outlast the issues, you will come out on the other side victorious. But know that you will be in a battle. Know that you're going to go through it. Know that it's coming your way, no matter who you are. Oh, yeah, battles are here to play, and they're looking for people. Oh, man, and it's funny because the devil, they say, which is negativity, evil, whatever you want to call it, battles, only wears red and has a pitchfork the first time. The rest of the time, he comes just like you want him, just like you like him, just like you don't see him. Comes right the way you, woo! He came last night to me. Starbucks after 5 o'clock. Damn it. Devil was a lie. Devil told me, oh, you can have that Starbucks at 5, 6 o'clock. You gonna go to bed at 9, 10, 11. It's all good. Trust me. Man, I'm up all night. The devil is a lie. So, man, just know, man, we all out here battling. So be nice to each other. I swear, at the staycation, I always do the psychological test. It's really sociology, but I do it like this. I'm nice. I just say hi. People, you know, because people are used to not saying hi anymore. Like, we all New Yorkers. Like, I go, hey. And they go, oh, hey, how you? It's like I took a scab. Oh, let a turtle out. Like, oh, he's out of the shell. He's like, oh, hi, hi. Because people are just not used to nice. They're not used to, like, kindness anymore. People are just getting used to, like, all right, they on their phone. All right, they busy. All right, they don't want to speak. Oh, I don't know them. And I'm like, a smile, man, it light up the room every single time. So just remember this as you go through your day and as you encounter people in your day. Every person you know is having a battle you don't know. All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dat Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.